So the thought of cooking off the cuff, you know, it can send one kind of person into this creative reverie, but another kind of person into like a really dark place of despair, right? So people who can improvise may seem lucky or magical, but sometimes we forget that improvisation, whether in music or on stage or at the stove, is really all about practice. The more you know, the easier it is to riff, which is exactly what Kalou Henry writes about in her book, Back Pocket Pasta. Our contributor, Melanie Dene, a woman deep in practice mode, gets a few tips.
Welcome, Kalou. It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So I want to read a headnote from the book, which I think sums up the entire thing. The most delicious dinners are sometimes born out of necessity rather than creativity. A few years ago, we were leaving for vacation, and I was in a clean out the fridge mode. I found three ingredients: scraps from a leftover salumi plate, a head of Savoy cabbage, and some Parmesan cheese. The result was magic. Kalou, this is what I want to be able to do.
You can.
I want to be able to make pasta. I want to be able to throw things together easily. So give me your guidelines. I see there's some pasta don't preach rules. Let's start
Yes,
there.
pasta don't preach. You know, there are some really straightforward, free-form things that you need to know in order to be creative with pasta. There's five of them. The first is salt your water well. Well-seasoned pasta water is the key to perfection. You want to be generous with it. You want to do about 2 tablespoons. Don't be shy. It has a lot of seasoning. The next, which is super important, is to cook your pasta al dente because you want that toothsome texture when you bite into the pasta. You don't want soggy pasta. The third is to save the pasta water. This is so important. I think that salty, starchy liquid is like the key thing to bringing everything together. The fourth is to have the pasta and the sauce time to be done together, because the fifth is that you really want to finish your pasta in the sauce. I think it's really important to put the pasta from the pot directly in the sauce and finish it all together for maximum flavor, because there's pasta water on the noodle. It's all coming together at the last minute, and a lot of people want to go ahead and drain that pasta. I disagree. I feel like it happens a la minute.
Okay, that all sounds doable. So, what do I actually have to have in my pantry that I'll have no fail pasta dishes?
So I love looking at it as a pantry fridge situation. So I would say San Marzano tomatoes, always. I have 3 to 4 cans at arm's length just to be able to reach to and kind of create with. I love having nuts, a variety of them, hazelnuts, walnuts, almonds. You chop them, you toast them, they add great texture. I think in terms of fridge items, citrus is always great to have, blood oranges, oranges, Meyer lemons, lemons, and then lots of fresh herbs for brightness.
So the other night I'd made your pasta marinara and I didn't have any Parmesan. Shame on me. So I substituted manchego. Are substitutions
Love it.
okay?
Substitutions are the key to this book. I think that if you want something with more garlic, add it. If you like spicy food, add chilies. If you like broccoli rabe as opposed to Brussels sprouts, swap it out. It's really like let your spirit be your guide. The whole point of this book is just sort of have fun, learn what ingredients work together, and then just go from there.
Now, I know you have Italian roots, but
Yes.
I always thought that I was not supposed to put shellfish with cheese. Isn't that a no-no?
Everyone loves to say that, but honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do. And I was in Italy 2 summers ago with a fellow co-author, Katie Parla, who wrote Tasting Rome. And we were out to dinner at this restaurant called Cesare. And there was a pasta on the menu, which was mussels with pecorino romano, which is my favorite cheese. And I said to Katie, hold on a second. This was sort of a shameful secret. This is what I do at home. And she's like, the rules in Italy are that they're made to be broken. So I actually came up with a recipe inspired by that dish, and it's in the book as well.
So, talk me through the Moroccan lamb ragu. It sounds like something I'd like to make, but is it complicated?
It's not complicated at all, actually. Think about it as a straightforward meat sauce, but using ground lamb as opposed to pork or their traditional beef or bolognese. And the great thing about it is that it's layered with these really amazing Moroccan spices. So coriander and cumin and cinnamon, and it all cooks together and the flavors just develop and it's super, super delicious. The nice kind of fun thing at the end is that you add a dollop of Greek yogurt with some fresh mint to sort of bring the dish together.
Ooh, that does sound good. Okay, I'm sold. I'm making it. Thank you for being here, Kolu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kalou Henry is author of Back Pocket Pasta. Melanie Dune is a celebrity photographer and the creator of My Last Supper. You can find Kalu's recipe for lamb ragu at splendidtable.org. And while you're there, be sure to take a look at our latest video aimed at making your weeknight eating a little easier and a little more improvisational. It's for a super simple pasta, Sicilian corkscrews with white beans. You can make it in a snap.